Hi, Kate.
Okay, I'd like to call the Town of Montville Town Council regular meeting of April 8, 2024 to order. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, followed by a moment of silence in honor of our military.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Good evening, Agnes. Can we have a roll call, please?
Councilor Care?
Here.
Present.
Councilor May?
Here.
Councilor Cecilia?
Here.
Councilor Slaughter?
Here.
All right. So tonight, under special recognitions, we have a Tile Middle School student, J.C. Adams. So, Mayor, would you like to take over the presentation of this?
I just want to say that on March 18th, we had a young man who was a member of the local scout troop act swiftly and directly to aid a fellow classmate in the cafeteria who was obviously struggling to breathe. He was holding his hands over his throat. And Jace, if you would mind coming up here for a minute. You can see Jace is a member of the Troop 67, and we're honored to have him with us tonight so we can give him some recognition on his life-saving actions and saving a fellow classmate. I'm a firm believer in the Scouts, and they are the future leaders of this country, and this act surely displays his leadership qualities. On behalf of the Town of Montville, I, Leonard G. Bunnell, Sr., the Mayor, take great pleasure in extending congratulations to Jace Adams in recognition of his successful, life-threatening effort to perform the Heimlich maneuver on one of our students who began choking while eating lunch in the school cafeteria. This is a tremendous distinction that I am certain you will carry with pride and honor. I commend you, your courage, your bravery. You are an inspiration to all of your, for your life-saving efforts are a testament to your strength and determination. You are a fine representative of the Town of Montville, and it is an honor that I present to you with the certificate on this 8th day of April, 2024, to recognize and rejoice in this most distinguished of achievements. Congratulations. I also want to add that he was quickly assisted by the SRO in the building at the time, Officer Todd, and it was really a team effort, a matter of timing, and I'm proud of both of them. I'm proud of our police department, and I'm proud of our Scouts.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, J.C. Adams. Moving on, alterations to the agenda. All right, hearing none. Consider an act on a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes of March 11, 2024.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, unanimous. Item 7, executive session. Consider and act on a motion to enter an executive session for the purpose of interviewing candidates for the Youth Advisory Board, Farmers Market Committee, and Southern Connecticut Regional Resource Recovery Authority, also known as SCARA. Discussions to include the members of the Town Council and the Mayor, Leonard Bunnell.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right. Note the time, 7:04. Okay, note the time out of executive session at 7:28. No votes were taken. All right, moving on. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit. Remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit.
Rebecca Maurice, 1567 Route 85. We have been hard at work both educating and mobilizing our community about the plight of our shelter. We have found an overwhelming amount of support for building a new shelter in our town. We have also discovered that people in this community struggle to have faith in their town leaders. The people who have been aware of the shelter's degrading conditions have doubts that the steps will be taken to move forward with this project. I should share with you that is the reason I was asked to help. People in this community know that when I say I'm going to do something, I do it. When animals are in need, I won't stop until the job gets done. I am here and I won't quit. I won't stop showing up at town meetings, putting up signs, and posting on social media, and wearing t-shirts and colors I should never wear. I won't stop fighting until Montville has its new shelter. This room is filled with people like me. They aren't going anywhere, and they won't stop fighting for what they believe is right. This community needs to have that kind of faith in its council. I'm asking you to show them you intend to make this year the year we don't push this problem off. I would like the council to vote to hold a special meeting regarding our shelter. We want to know that regardless of whether or not we get the money from the state, we will break ground on a new shelter. Show this community that you have plans in place to get the rest of the money for the construction of this shelter. In this meeting, you will see what I have seen, a community that truly believes we can do better for our animals. These animals that need a new shelter today, tomorrow, and many years from now. We are asking the council to show your community a sign of good faith and schedule a meeting to propose a plan B. Your community of animal lovers are more than willing to keep fighting. I think they want to see that you will stand up and fight with us. Thank you.
One more time, remarks from the public relating to matters on the agenda with a 3-minute limit.
Ann Golland, 64 D'Amato Drive. Good evening, Mayor, Chairman May, and the Town Council. I'm here to say that the citizens of Montville have waited for many years for a decision to be made to build a new animal shelter. As the party changes, there are more delays. As the grants are not approved and denied, there are more delays. Now we're waiting again for the state's finance revenue and bond commission and the governor for make another decision, and again, another delay. We can't wait any longer. We have enough delays. We've delayed for many years. The mayor was asked questions and he graciously answered them. We asked about the bids and about that, can they be changed? And can we find out more information? Well, we also asked about the ARPA funds. We asked the balance. The balance is $663,955. They remained from using the the engineering fees. We asked about the funds. Were they obligated? Because that's critical. The animal shelter must be obligated the money by December 31st, 2024. I received the documents. They're not obligated. They are put aside, but if they're not obligated and earmarked for the shelter, and that means obligated, they can be used for something else. We're afraid that if we don't get the bond money, they're going to take our $663,955 and earmark them for something else. About the bidding, the mayor, we asked what's happening with the bidding. He said the language says it's only good for 30 days. He said if funding became available, which is from the state, that he would ask if the bidders would honor their bids. Why wait? Why do we have to wait to ask that question? Can't we ask before that? We need a plan. We need to have a plan before we have an answer from the State Bonding Commission. A date needs to be set for the townwide meeting to vote. We don't have to have a referendum. We read our state charter, excuse me, our town charter, and the charter says, based on money, that we do not have to have a referendum. We can have a townwide meeting and vote. Let's not continue to delay any further. We want to break ground this summer. We don't want another winter to go by where our animals are in the shelter and that has numerous violations by the state control, animal control officer for many years. If anyone here has not seen the list of violations, I have a picture of our animal shelter with the list of violations. Thank you.
All right, last call, remarks from the public.
Ann Antley, 10 Hunters Run. I would just like to reiterate what the lady said and say that there are phone calls being made to the state. We understand they're not going to come out of your pocket. We have attention being paid to the, you know, powers that be in the state. And like Becky said, this is a fight, and we're going to continue to do it until we get a response. So there's a plan. We know what's going to happen and when it's going to happen. There have been stories about what the animal shelter has done for various animals, lost, neglected, abused. So it isn't as though this is going to be a vacant building that, you know, may or may not be used. This is it's really an important protection for animals that need us, and we're the only ones that can give it to them. So I hope some action is taken down the road.
Good evening. I'm State Representative Holly Cheeseman, 16 Mitchell Drive, Niantic, Connecticut. I'm here tonight to tell you that I have heard the pleas from the people of Montville. I have had discussions with your mayor. I serve as the ranking member on the Finance, Revenue, and Bonding Committee, and I have met on numerous occasions with the governor and OPM to make the case for state funding for this animal shelter. And I am doing everything in my power and pulling in all my political chits, because if there is not a worthy project, a more worthy project than this, we as a state, we as a legislature, have told our towns that they need to upgrade their facilities without supplying the money. Surprise, surprise, the state tells you to do things and doesn't give you the money for them. Well, in this case, given the opportunity to partner with other towns, Salem and Basra and the Mohegan tribe, this is exactly the kind of project that the state, which encourages regionalization, should pay for. So I have heard your voices. I want to thank those who contacted my office. I want to thank the mayor and the council and prior councils. But I am making this case, and I will do everything in my power to get funding for this shelter during the state's current fiscal year, which ends June 30th. So thank you.
Thank you. All right. Moving on. Oh.
Patrice Flatley, 68 Chapel Hill Road. I don't pretend to understand all the politics or the budgetary constraints behind trying to get the shelter built. But I do understand animal cruelty and abuse. And I would shudder to think if my pet got out and someone took her to the pound, what that would be like for her. And I would ask every single one of you to think that way, that if your beloved animal wound up there, is that what you want? Someplace like that, that's had violations for years that have never been fixed, which I just don't understand. But like I said, I don't know all these ins and outs. I just would ask you to think about that. Thank you.
Anyone else? We're going to move on with our agenda. Thank you. All right, communications. Everyone received the March 2024 financial records from Finance Director Barbara Griffin, copy of legal bills from Sussman Shapiro for the month of February 2024, copy of legal bills from Heller on Sage for the month of February 2024, and we also received a copy of the letter from Mayor Bunnell in response to resident Alfred J. Mander's letter dated March 7th regarding possible violation of the charter. Do you want to receive those? All right. Moving on, report from the town attorney on matters referred. Mayor, is there anything from the
Nothing to report.
All right. Remarks from the mayor and or administrative department heads to include matters referred. Mayor, what you got for us?
Well, it's another busy month. I attended groundbreaking ceremonies for the construction of the Cook Hill Water Tower last month. That's a huge project, and compliments to WPCA administration and the superintendent for working this with considerable amount of state funding. I'm still attending as many monthly meetings as possible. Youth Services, Farmers Market, Board of Assessment Appeals, Housing Authority, EDC, Parks and Rec, Public Safety Commission, Public Solid Waste, as well as staff meetings. The staff meetings are going over very well. The department has really appreciated that, and I appreciate their attendance and bringing exchanging of information. I've initiated the budget reviews, have more to report on next month, or this month. I attended the joint Garden Lake Authority meeting with Bosra and Salem CEOs to address the upcoming seasonal concerns on Gardner Lake. I'm sure anyone that's been down there during the summertime and seen the problems at Gardner Lake, it does need some attention. And with the assistance of our police department, Lieutenant Radford, Chief Blanchett, we're going to give it as much attention as we can and try to solve some of the problems there in conjunction with the land effort by Bosra and Salem. I toured the Rand Whitney paperboard plant 2 weeks ago. It's an eye-opening experience to see how the paper is made and how they recycle the paper. The expansions and renovations they've done there lead me to believe that they're here for good. And we're glad to have them as neighbors, and they're doing everything they can to quell any noise. I know there's been history of noises there, but we're doing the best we can. They are doing the best they can to deal with it. And I attended the Easter egg hunt put on by Parks and Rec and the lodge at, what's the name of that lodge?
Oxboxel Lodge.
Oxboxel Lodge. Great job by Oxboxel Lodge people. The annual event, well attended. Kids are happy. And maybe next year more people can go out there and see the fun they all had. Regarding the animal control facility, on the 12th, I sent back the contract to Silver Petrocelli Consultants for an assessment, the continued assessment on the existing facility. I'm going to ask the new planning and land use director to come up and say a few more words about that. Of what we're asking Silver and Petrocelli to do. I sent the revised bonding request for a House Bill 92 to the state bonding, asking for the $2 million rather than the $1.5 million. That's the one that Representative Cheeseman spoke of. I want to thank Representative Cheeseman for showing up here today and, you know, giving us some hope as to what's going on up here in Hartford. I did receive the rejection letter notice from the State Community Investment Funds, and our planning director, land use director, is going to be saying a few more words about that. I asked Public Works to start, I should say continue, doing work on the existing facilities to try to deal with those violations that the state has found with our building. And they are doing a good job at identifying them and correcting what we can that's fiscally reasonable. The animal control officer, Rebello, that we have now, who's a police officer, has been working daily for weeks now, cleaning that place up and making it something reasonable and humane for the animals to be held in. And he's doing a good job. And if anybody wants to go down and take a look at what he's done, I think you'd be impressed. And I can tell you, there's no cruelty going on here in Montville. There's no inhumane treatment of animals going on here in Montville. And there won't be. All you got to do is go down there and look. Yes, it's small. Yes, it does not meet the state new guidelines. I understand that. And we have until 4 years from now to meet those new state guidelines, because this one will not meet it. And I can tell you right now, as long as I'm mayor, any decision that's made that we have to pay for that new facility ourselves is going to go out to a referendum. It's not going to be at a town meeting, a special town meeting. As long as I have anything to say about it, it's going to be at a regular referendum where everybody will have something to say about it. And that's the way it should be when you're going to be spending $2.6, maybe $3 million. Hopefully we're going to get the funding, and we won't have to cross that bridge. Thank you.
Okay, we have a couple of department heads. Matt Davis, our land use.
Thank you. Thank you all very much. And hello. I apologize for not being at the last meeting. I hear you had some fun when you introduced me and I didn't stand up. So we're here tonight in the flesh. Before I speak to the two matters that the mayor had mentioned, I just wanted to, first of all, thank the mayor for giving me an opportunity to be on his team and to help the community here move forward on a number of different fronts. I intend to finish my career here in Montville. I was born and raised in Waterford, Connecticut. Spent probably close to the last almost 40 years or so working in this field in various places around the United States, public sector, private sector. Worked for a law firm in Hartford for a number of years. But it is very special to me to be back here in Eastern Connecticut where I grew up and to be working here now in the town of Montville. So thank you all for that opportunity. Second thing is I would be remiss if I didn't take a moment to at least shout out for the staff in the office. They have been absolutely fabulous. You are very, very fortunate. I'm very fortunate to have people that are as dedicated and as competent as they are. And I'm really, truly looking forward to working with them as a team over the course of the next few years, hopefully. So shout out to them. My first few weeks here, I started on May 4th, I think it was, so it's only been a few weeks, primarily has been a matter of what I call triage. We're all familiar with the term triage. So I've spent a lot of time learning and listening and trying to wrap my arms around the scope of work in the office based on commitments and decisions that were made in prior years. And again, with the help of staff, what we've developed is hopefully over the next week or so, we'll have a project inventory, which is something that was unfortunately kind of missing. We spent a lot of time reassembling information from various sources, emails, files, all sorts of things, in order to try to understand where each project was as far as current status, both in terms of the work program, but in terms of the budget as well. So hopefully in a week or so, we'll have that document available. I'll be meeting with the mayor on Friday morning to go over the first draft of that. And from that, what we hope to do is, again, working with the mayor, is to establish some priorities and some roles and responsibilities going forward for the department and for the commissions that we serve, all the land use commissions that we serve. I have met with some of you to a degree. We did have the budget meeting with the subcommittee last week, I think it was, and the budget is kind of moving forward. So now to speak to the two items that the mayor had asked me to speak on. First off, we have a grant opportunity. The grant application would be due, I think, June, third week in June. And this would be a community investment fund grant. It's roughly $250,000. This $250,000 would be allocated towards, at least in, at this point, the concept would be a collaborative effort program, call it what you will, between the Economic Development Commission and the Planning and Zoning Commission in particular, but with the input from other groups, of course, focusing on implementing some of the recommendations in the recently adopted Plan of Conservation and Development. And in particular, that plan identifies certain economic development areas, potential areas, primarily on Route 32 for the most part. One of the recommendations in that POCD in regards to these specific areas is to develop what I call, for lack of a better term, specific area plans for these areas where you dig deeper into the details and the specifics of land use and ownership and utilities and current zoning and all the rest. And through that, you can identify some opportunities that we can hopefully take advantage of going forward for development, redevelopment, adaptive reuse, perhaps changes in current zoning, changes in current zoning regulations, using whatever tools we have available to ourselves to kind of move forward with the focus, again, being economic development consistent with the other objectives and goals in the POCD. So prior to my coming here, Goman and York had been retained to provide some basic kind of economic development consulting and guidance. They did come to a council meeting, I believe, and there's a little bit more left in that budget. So I've asked Goman and York to assist us in putting together that grant application. So I'll be talking to them this week to kind of start to pull that together. There is a pre-application process. We'll be engaged in that as well. So hopefully we'll have some more information for you, some more specifics in the coming weeks on that front. So that's the SIF grant. Shelter. Okay. Shelter. What we've done is first off, for me, again, it was somewhat of a challenge to try to get up to speed on the history and all the facts and the details of what decisions were made, when, by whom, just so I could, again, try to wrap my brain around where we are currently and where we might be able to kind of go with this. So I've had multiple conversations and communications with the mayor over the course of these few weeks, and I can probably say that, without exaggeration, 35% of my time has been spent on this kennel issue and this trying to move this forward in some way. So as part of that conversation, at one point, it became apparent to me that, at least it seemed, no one had really looked at the code compliance issue in and of itself. And so it seemed to me that just with my experience, whether it's housing code or Blight code or fire code or whatever the code happens to be, when there's enforcement action, that's the very first part. You go down through the list and you start to identify what in that list can I address and how can I address it? Are there things that I can't address? So that's a kind of triage as well. So what we have decided to do, and I think what the mayor had made reference to, and correct me if I'm wrong, feel free to jump in, is first off to have Petrocelli look at that and put a number on that, just assess that and evaluate that. And it may very well be, and this is just me thinking out loud, that on balance there are too many code requirements that you can't really address sufficiently with the existing facility in its current condition. There are some requirements for interior features to be certain heights, certain geometric relationships between walls, and different things like this. So my sense is that probably the end result will be that certain things won't be able to be resolved. The second part that we looked at was, and this was curious to me, and again, being new coming to it, was I couldn't understand why the facility was being completely demoed and moved to another location on the same property. That's obviously, I think, my assumption is that that's more expensive than trying to gut and renovate, if you can, the existing facility and then add an addition onto the existing facility to meet the code requirements for 2029 in this case. So that's the second part of the Petrocelli assignment, if you will, is to look at that particular option, put a number on that. Part of that is the fact that when we met with the animal code people and talked with Petrocelli, there have been changes in the state codes that have brought the public kind of standards closer to the kind of the private standards, if you will. There were, for many, many years, there were two different kind of levels of standards for these facilities, and recent changes at the state level have kind of brought those closer together. So those may have a cost impact as well on the facility and the design. So I think, to the mayor's credit, I know this is a contentious issue, obviously. It's been many, many years. I think we all want it to be resolved. We all want it to bring it to closure. We need to bring it to closure, but we also have to be diligent and do our homework and make sure that if we are going to ask the citizens of the town to spend X amount of dollars on this particular facility, that we have done all of our homework, we've investigated all of the options, and we can feel comfortable endorsing a particular path. So the amount of time it will take Petrocelli to investigate these is, I can't imagine it would take maybe 2 or 3 weeks after they're authorized to proceed with those. They already have all the information. They already understand the codes and the requirements for these types of facilities. They've obviously been engaged. So it shouldn't take much for them to kind of move the ball forward in that. And then we'll have some additional information for you, and we'll come back and we'll share that information and continue to move forward. So I don't know if you wanted to talk about any other things. There are some changes I've made in the office, just on minor things that I think we've tweaked that I've assessed and didn't feel as though they were essential in the near term. So we've kind of set aside a couple of things, sign code updates for the zoning regulations, things like that, that were kind of inherited from prior administrations, prior developer.
Thank you. Tell us more about the fishing pier and boat launch. Where are we at on that? I know there was...
Fishing pier, boat launch. Another priority, high priority, very clearly. That was one where it took a fair amount of time and effort, I think, on our part to try to assemble all the information that I felt that I needed to be able to kind of speak intelligently, semi-intelligently about the project. And I think we've assembled that information. We understand the budget. We understand where we are right now in that regard. So we've got a handle on that, I think, much better than when I first started. And then in terms of the work program itself, we have a pre-application with DEP meeting that will take place, I think it's next week, with DEP. CLA will be putting together the bid documents soon for that. So I think we're moving that along as best as we can. I can provide more specifics if you want, but I'm more comfortable now than I was 3 weeks ago in terms of that particular project. So
any questions for
No, thanks, Mr.
Davis.
Thank
you, Matt.
No, thank you.
Great. Thank you all. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Let me just say that when it comes to Matt Davis's responsibilities here, development is how we're going to provide some relief to the overburdened taxpayers of the town, and I think he's well qualified to get us in that direction and get the job done for us. I failed to mention that we're losing our administrative assistant, my administrative assistant, on the 12th, and we have hired a new one. She has already started and is in the transition now. Cindy Brayton is her replacement, and she's replacing Connie Malchiotti. Connie's been with us for, I think, 12 years, and has done an outstanding job, and we're going to really, really miss her presence, her laugh, and her contributions to this town. Do you want to have John Carlson?
I sure do.
Yep.
Mr. Carlson, please come join us. Tell us what you have.
John Carlson, Public Works Director for the Town of Montville. I'm just here to speak on behalf of the large pavilion. We've kind of bounced this around. We put it out to bid once, and bids came back well double what we had appropriated for the job. And after meeting with contractors and discussing with people who are very familiar with the building, a few changes were made and adjustments to how we would repair the pavilion to save it for another 30 to 50 years. It was built in the late 70s. It served its purpose, but of course, like everything, they need a little bit of help. So after going out to bid for a second time and not receiving any bids, I was tasked with trying to figure out why. And I really couldn't find an answer. Nobody had an answer. I did reach out to four companies through email. One actually said to me, well, it was a really small project. I'm like, oh, okay. And they were super busy and really didn't have the time for it. Another one basically just said, yeah, we're not interested. If we would do the job, but not on a bid process on an hourly basis. Two others that I reached out to, one had called me and said, hey, you know, I'm interested. I'll let you know. And I never heard back from him. And only one actually responded to me. And that is the bid you will see in front of you tonight. I think it's a reasonable bid. There's 26 columns that need to be repaired, and the roof on the stage needs to be repaired. For the cost of that amount, I think it's reasonable when you look at the amount of work that they're going to do to each column. So that's all I have to say on that. The other thing I want to talk about is the $30 commercial fee for truckloads. It was definitely an eye-opener back when New London decided to close off their transfer station to commercial haulers for brush. And then a quote in the paper was, I'll just take it to Montville. You know, residents usually don't bring in a lot of brush. They bring in small amounts. It's the commercial haulers that do. And it takes time and energy for our machine and workers to take care of that brush. And just putting a small fee on it really doesn't... I guess if you can afford to have someone haul it, you could pay the little extra fee in my book. But I think it's going to help with some of their cost of running the transfer station, you know, because we never know exactly where anything is coming in our transfer station. You know, there's the rumors out there that state, hey, take it to Montville. They're pretty easy going, you know. We've done a lot to give our residents with a punch card to bring in a lot of free stuff. That is getting costly, more costly. I've seen the solid non-burn go from $95 to $108 now. So it's not like it's getting cheaper for us to get rid of this stuff. So a little in that cost way would not hurt. Any questions or comments for me?
John, you want to touch on the driveway
fee? Oh, yeah. The driveway aprons have been, for years, $20. And after discussing it, the amount of time it takes me to leave the office and get to the job to look at it and come back is $20 enough? I didn't feel it was. I feel, you know, you're paying me for the hour to go out there and look at it. It is time that I need to do to spend to do it. So having them reimburse the town for that time is worth it in my book. So.
Thank you, John.
Any questions for Public Works Director? Thank you, John.
Okay. Thanks, John.
I see we have Lieutenant Radford. I don't know if you wanted to speak for the police. Okay. Anybody else hidden out there in the department heads?
Mr. Chairman, I just have one other announcement. I failed to mention on April 4th at 2 o'clock in the morning, two of our firefighters, EMT career paid staff, had the honor and privilege of assisting in the delivery of a baby girl in Chesterfield area. They had a prompt response, and they acted quickly and helped the father, who was on scene also. And I just want to congratulate them on being able to be there for that, and everybody is healthy and is doing well.
All right, moving on. Reports from standing committees. Town administration rules and procedure. Councilor Jaskiewicz is not here. Anybody else from TARP?
We didn't meet.
All right. Finance, we've had, I don't know, I think 8 meetings now, 7 or 8 meetings. A lot of hours going over the budget, and should be wrapping that up tomorrow. And then we're going to do our final rents on that, and then the mayor is going to have it. And the mayor should have that to us when, Mayor? Budget.
End of the week.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. Public Works Solid Waste. Councilor Carey?
Public Works Solid Waste, we had a full meeting. John gave most of my report, which I thank him on that. The pavilion was approved. The bid was approved by Public Works Solid Waste and sent forward to the council. We also talked about getting on the rubbish removal, and John is moving forward on that. Flo from the transfer station brought an idea to us about recycling the bags in bulk, and a company is willing to give us the binders for it and the machine to do it for us, and we gave it over to the mayor to move forward on that. That was a great idea Flo had brought forward to us. And then we're also looking about cutting some more trees down. John's going to be bringing forward a list of roads that we're going to probably go out to bond on the roads, filling roads and drainage. That was another thing, and some more repairs for different buildings and stuff that was going to come up too. And that's it.
All right. Thank you. Reports from special committees and liaison and counselors. Councilor Carrotton, Commission on Aging, Nonprofit, Social Services, and Volunteer Firefighters Relief.
Okay, so another busy month for our social services, our senior center. We got some great news that we're going to be partnering at the senior center with UCFS that will give us a nurse once a week at our senior center. We also have the clinical person who will be there on hand for mental health for anyone from 18 all the way up to our seniors. We also are signing on working right now with UCFS to help us with our food bank. We served over 3,700 meals down to our food center. The social service building is, I'd say it's almost complete, almost not all the way there, but it's close enough that they're using it. The refrigerator and freezer that was down is working again, so that's great, so we can buy in bulk for our social service. The dollar lunches are, again, outperforming. There are 50, 60 people sometimes there, so that's working out very well for our seniors. The dances, the fundraising is going good. Kathy's working on a full range of grants. One grant that was very successful, one would be to helping seniors that are homebound with some dusting and cleaning. We're applying for that again. I'm hoping that the state comes through with that. That's been a big positive thing for our seniors. The MedRide van, we're signing up to get. We'll take the lease over for our MedRide van. We'll be getting a new one for our seniors at no cost to the town of Montville or Norwich. We work partnership with that. So that's where we are with that. The Fireman's Relief, we do not have a meeting on that. Nonprofits, I'll be meeting with the Finance Committee on that, fighting for the nonprofits to maintain the level that they have right there. And I believe that's it for me.
All right, thank you. Councilor Jaskiewicz not here, but we have the Board of Education, Planning and Zoning. Councilor Souther, do you have anything from the Board of Ed? I know you've been attending.
Yeah, I attended the Board of Ed meeting in his place. So we had several Montville Marvels, including a teacher who created an SEL night at one of the elementary schools. A few students who are hall monitors were honored, and also several members of the community were honored for paying off student lunch debt, including Montville Florist, as well as private citizens and some anonymous folks as well. Graduation dates were set. Tile is June 13th, Palmer's June 14th, and the high school is June 17th. The superintendent presented a very detailed presentation on class sizes and scheduling at the high school, because this was a question that people had about that in relation to the budget. And the board had a thoughtful conversation regarding the budget, lots of discussion on what should be cut and kept before sending the budget to the town. When they finished, the Board of Ed landed on a budget for next fiscal year with an increase of 4.537%. This budget will be presented on April 24th at the high school.
Councilor Souther, I'm going to comment the Board of Ed. I think they're actively starting their interviews for superintendent, so I think that's ongoing now, so they're getting ready to do that.
Yes, they're putting a committee together for that.
So, and planning and zoning, I don't know, Councilor Jaskiewicz not here. Matt, would you like to comment on what's going on in planning and zoning? Or I think did you update us up to any new things that you recall that's coming through planning and zoning?
April 23rd, public hearing on the cannabis regulation. Really looking forward to putting that one to bed one way or another. Don't want another moratorium. Time to make a decision and move on, as far as I'm concerned. We do have a new application that will be received on the 23rd. That is for a subdivision. I think it's 13 lots, Black Ash. It had previously had a wetlands approval, which is still valid. It was litigated. There was an intervener, I believe in a butter. Plaintiff lost that case. And in terms of the statutes, the way the time frames work, it kicks in after the resolution of the litigation. So that wetland permit is still active, but they never went to Planning and Zoning Commission to get the subdivision approval. So that application will be received on the 23rd. The public hearing will be in May on that application. I think that's really about it. Planning and zoning is obviously instrumental. We're going to be having conversations about the work program and about the focus and the priorities of the administration kind of moving forward. So that's kind of a stay tuned.
Great. Appreciate that. Thank you very much. Councilor Sebelia, Councilor Lathrop, Economic Development and Water Pollution Control Authority.
Water Pollution Control Authority, I had a conflicting meeting with Board of Finance, so I was unable to attend that. Economic Development Committee, touched on where the Economic Development Committee is going to go, and then working with Planning and Zoning to make them a little more of an active force in the community and hopefully make something happen to develop a little bit more in the community. So please stay tuned on that, because that is something I think we all hope for.
Thank you. Councilor Sebelia. Conservation Commission and Public Safety Commission, Youth Service Bureau, and Advisory Board.
Conservation Commission met last week. They're going to continue working at the Conservation Center. They're going to mulch the garden that's in the parking lot. They're also treating some of the beech trees. They have beech blights. They're trying to save some of them. Hopefully that works. They're still experiencing issues with dirt bikes and quads that are damaging the trails at the Conservation Commission Center. Sorry. Despite they put up new signage that stated that they're not welcome. So if you see violators, don't hesitate to contact the PD. They are aware of the issue. There's also the roadside cleanup program that I wanted to talk about. It's funded through the NIP fund, so all the NIPs that are sold in town, we use that money to pay nonprofits and youth groups. They can apply through Public Works, and they can clean up a stretch of town or a stretch of roads, and they can receive up to $500 for their effort. So I encourage groups to sign up. One of the reasons I ran was I want Mottville to be more beautiful, and that can help with that. So please sign up if you have a youth group or a nonprofit. Youth Services, they held a blood drive today at Fair Oaks Community Center. They also wanted to thank Chief Messer and Oakdale Fire Department for donating a new AED for the building, so we appreciate that. They also hosted a Zoom on marijuana legalization. That was on March 20th. It was with Ben Court. He's an industry expert. It was actually really informative, pretty scary, actually. The new marijuana, the THC levels are insane, and they don't know what it's doing to these young kids. So it's dangerous, it's addictive, it's causing a lot of harm to the youth. So, I mean, make sure you know what your kids are up to. These little vapes, they think they're harmless, but it's constantly sending crazy high levels of THC to their brain. So in relation to that, Chris Herron presentation was at Tile in Mottville High School on March 27th. He was a pro basketball player who became addicted to all sorts of things. So it visibly touched numerous students. There was kids crying in the audience. So it was just basically about, you know, addiction can destroy anyone. He focused on, you know, your self-esteem and just being proud of who you are and not wanting to let down your younger siblings and your families with some of your choices. So I thought it was good. Registration for the Summer Center program is May 13th at Fair Oaks from 8 to 5:30. That program is basically all summer, and it's 8 to 5:30 every day. The program is as well. So free breakfast and lunch. It's great for the kids. They also they received a donation through the Ryan Marshall Foundation. Ryan Marshall was a well-respected Waterford athlete who passed away. They used the money to purchase new equipment for two student athletes at Mottville High so they can play lacrosse and baseball this spring. So the youth group does so much for this town, and I just want to make sure people know that. They're also talking about beautifying Mottville. Their project is they want to repaint the water tower. So that would be awesome. I mean, that tower, every time I drive by it, it's just a rusty mess. So they're doing a penny drive. They're going to use that for the seed money for the project. We also want to thank Dave Waddington for his help with that. They said follow their Facebook for more details on that project. So that's exciting. Public safety. So Lieutenant Radford successfully applied for and received another grant, so the people will be happy. This is a distracted driving high visibility enforcement grant. It was about $24,000 for this month. So it's needed and it's appreciated by the safe drivers. So thank you guys for that. Two new firefighters have begun, Noah Dombrowski and Josh Bergaw. I believe they're done with their training and out. One is stationed on the west side, one's on the east side. So those are career firefighters that joined us. The Public Safety Commission, they gave us their recommendations for the budget. Part of it was to hire one new firefighter instead of the three that were requested by Fire Marshal Barnes. Part of this is it's really tough to hire three firefighters at once that are all qualified and that you want. It took them over 6 months to hire these last two guys. So they thought it'd be a better idea to do one at a time and ease it in to eventually meet our collective bargaining agreement for that. So we thank the Public Safety Commission for their recommendations. I think that's all I got.
Thank you. Councilor Southard, Farmers Market, Library Committee, Parks and Rec Commission.
Okay, no meeting for the Library Committee. Farmers Market, we met. Opening night is going to be June 18th. It's going to continue to be Tuesdays from 4 to 7, and the committee continues to work on recruiting and scheduling vendors and food trucks for every Tuesday. Parks and Recreation, we had a very lengthy discussion regarding large pavilion repairs. Summer camp prep has begun. Peter Bushway, Director of Recreation, has started interviews and will be hiring camp counselors. There will be a $5 per week increase to cover rising costs for camp tuition. And the carnival is scheduled for June 14th, 15th, and 16th, and we have a new ride vendor for this year. We must have reached out to over 10 vendors, and finally, the very last one agreed to do our carnival. And that's it.
All right. So what is the actual fees total for the summer camp?
The weekly fee?
Yeah, you said it went a $5 increase, but what is
it? 75.
75, okay, thank you. So moving on, appointments and resignations. Consider an act of motion to reappoint Isaac Michael Tate to the Planning and Zoning Commission with a term to expire on May 9th, 2028.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Okay. Roll call, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. So that is 5-10-0, all in favor. We have unfinished business. Consider a motion to discuss the progress animal control facility. I believe we've already discussed this tonight. I don't know much more we're going to discuss. Does anybody want to second that motion and go into it, or do we need to just move on?
I think we covered it.
Okay.
It's covered.
Thank you. New business. The town of Montville hereby resolves to refund taxes due to overpayments and corrections in an amount of $3,845.63 as requested by the tax collector.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call vote, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. That is 5-0 in favor. The town of Montville hereby resolves to increase the driveway permit fee to $50 as recommended by the Public Works Solid Waste Standing Committee.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All right. Roll call vote, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. It is 5-0 in favor. The town of Montville hereby resolves to waive the sealed bid requirement in section 708 alpha of the town charter for repairs to the large pavilion and associated town fees as it is in the best interest of the town.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Can we get added who the contractor is going to be for that?
Do we need to?
We don't need to, but I'll
this one's just...
That's East Construction, LLC.
Thank you.
I don't know where would fit that in.
We didn't have to add it. It just informed the council.
All right.
And the public.
Are we all set, Councilor Lathrop?
Yes. Thank you.
All right. Roll call vote, please.
Favor.
Abstain.
Favor.
Favor.
Favor. So that is 4 in favor, 1 abstention. Motion passes. The town of Montville hereby resolves to amend the solid waste collection and disposal regulations as recommended by the Public Works Solid Waste Standing Committee.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Councilor Karen, what are we actually... And it just is amend the
it's just
regulations.
We're just cleaning up. just cleaning up the process for the Public Works Director.
Okay. Are we going to see a final copy of this, or do we need it? No? Okay.
Yes.
All right. Roll call vote, please.
Councilor Perrin?
Favor.
Councilor Lathrop?
Favor.
Councilor Sebelia?
Favor.
Councilor Slaughter?
Favor.
Councilor May?
Favor. So it's 5-0 in favor. The town of Montville hereby resolves to increase the commercial brush disposal fee to $30 per truckload, as recommended by the Public Works Solid Waste Standing Committee.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All right. Roll call vote, please.
Favor.
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 Favor. 5-0 in favor. Okay, at this time, remarks from the public with a 3-minute limit.
Carol Howard, 23 Bayberry Lane, Uncasville. Mayor, Councilman, Chairman. I stood here in January for the shelter, asking for action. I stand here again in April asking for continued action on this. I'm happy to say I do see progress, but you know, it is what it is, right? But we really need to do more and get what we need to get. We need to do something fiscally responsible. And just to the point that the mayor said, well, if this goes to referendum, this comment is probably more for the people that are out here. If it goes to referendum, you need to get people to vote, because it was so disappointing to only see 3,000 votes out of 12,000 voting members, and people keep me honest, for millions of dollars for air conditioning in our schools. Millions. I want to say 12, my husband said 15, something like that. But only 3,000 voters showed up for that. So if you guys want this to pass, there needs to be voters out there if it goes to the referendum. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Adam Elkins. I'm of 31 Bridge Street. I live right down by the shelter, and I just wanted to say I'm here in support of the Build the Shelter team. You know, I think I've been down to the shelter, and I walked inside, and the moment you walk in there, it's incredibly loud. It smells bad. You know, in the winter, it's cold. It's cracked. It's crumbling. It's clear that something needs to be done, and I'd appreciate if you guys, you know, took this seriously and made a change for the community for the better. It's clear that it needs to be done, and the longer we wait, the more it's going to cost with inflation and cost. So, you know, it's better that we do it. The sooner we do it, the better. So, so that's all I have to say.
Remarks from the public?
Rebecca Maurice, 1567 Route 85. I'm a little confused because on 10-1-2023, they deemed the shelter would not be feasible to put any more money into the old shelter. But now we're discussing putting more money, even though they said that that it was wouldn't bring it up to code to do that. The money that is used to get a new assessment, where is that coming from? Is that coming from the money that we could be using for a new shelter? And who decides that? Is it the council's decision that that money be spent to looking at this old shelter? Because that was already done in 2018 and 2019. They had a whole committee that did that. So why are we going back on stuff that has already been done to redo it and spending money doing that when we're I look at $5,000 and I think, how many T-shirts do I need to sell for $5,000? We're thinking about how what we need to do to raise this money for the shelter, but I'm confused as to why we're spending more money on a shelter that you said in your campaign video was not fixable. So I guess I would like those answers from the council. And whose decision is it to spend money renovating a shelter that's had 8 years of people inspecting it and failing it. I'm confused. And if we have, I mean, I'm inspected by the town's departments. Aren't those people on the payroll? Can't they go and inspect the shelter and tell you that it's falling apart? They know about buildings, and aren't they free? Aren't they already on the payroll? Why are we paying somebody else and spending more money when, you know, we're fighting to get you to spend some money on a new shelter? It's frustrating to me, and I'm sure everybody that's standing out here that has, you know, is busting their butts to try and get something done. So what do we need to do now to get you guys to realize that we don't want to dump any more money into a shelter that we've already had committees tell us can't be fixed? That's all I have.
Any more remarks from the public? All right. Hearing none, remarks from the councilors and the mayor. Councilor Souther?
So I took some notes. I want you all to know that I'm taking this very seriously. And I know that everybody up here is taking this very seriously. So please don't think that we are not. And I agree there are a lot of ins and outs. I'm still learning in this position, and there are a lot of ins and outs to this, more than you could ever imagine. And we have a fiscal responsibility to the whole town. And I agree the referendum is the best way to go because that gives everybody in the town the opportunity to vote and have their voice heard as well. So that, to me, is really important. I am really, really hoping that we will get that bond. I gave Becky a list of all the people that are on the bond commission. With their emails, and hopefully she'll be disseminating that information to all of you so you can reach out to them. It's going to be the governor's decision, but there's like 9 other people on there that are part of it, and they are different people than who you've been reaching out to, so it would be very important for you to reach out to them. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Councilor Karen?
No, I'm good. Kate said it all.
Councilor Sebelia?
I think the mayor can speak more on assessing the current building, but I do know that the building is terrible. It also has not, they haven't put a work order in for the last 4 years. So I think in the meantime, you should try to bandage what you can, fix what you can for the animals that are currently there. Because a new facility's, as we know, it's not going to get built overnight. So I don't think it's the worst thing to try to help out the animals currently there. Other than that, stop at Nino's on your way home. Mention MYFL. It's their night, Montville Youth Football and Cheer. So you get 10% if you get a pizza there or something. I also wanted to thank Holly Cheeseman for coming and for her efforts in fighting for us. So we appreciate you being here. I'd also like to thank the Montville Animal Control Team. We see your efforts. We know this needs to get done. And we just want to thank you. What you've been doing is working, so keep at it. And it's we're going to get there. We're going to get there. That's it. Go Huskies. That's all I got.
Councilor Lathrop?
I think pretty much everything's been said. You know, we saw your faces. We see your shirts. Now we see your signs. You're gaining traction. You're in our ear. Everyone up here, we think about it. Day in, day out, whether we see your signs and shirts or not, it's a hot topic. There's a lot to it, and we are trying to work on a resolution for it. So we appreciate your consistency, but understand there's consistency on our end also.
Hold on a second. No, it's our time to talk. So one of the things that I wanted to discuss is right now, if we had the money right this second, we had $2.5-3 million, it's going to take time to physically construct an animal control facility. New London took over a year and a half to build. They're state regulated. There's a lot of things going on. We have an animal control facility right now that's substandard. But there are things we can do, like cleanliness, cleaning it up, fixing things. In fact, The report I got from Chief Blanchett is that the current ACO, who's a Montville police officer, has done a remarkable cleanup, getting it so it's a little more decent to put the animals in right now, because that was one of the biggest complaints. One of the complaints they had that said that we didn't have a hot water heater. Well, there was a hot water heater installed, and it is working. The inspection said we didn't have air conditioning, and last year we put in two mini split units to maintain air conditioning, and it does have problems heating, but we, the town council and the mayor, had decided to take some public works money to physically fix some of the abhorrent repairs that need to be done to the facility right now so we can safely keep animals there right now. The only other option is to go to another town, and I don't want to do that at this current state. So we have to have something done in the meantime until we get an animal control facility built. So don't look like we're stopping one effort to do another. This is a continuum. We are moving forward to get an animal control facility. At the same time, we need to at least look at and clean up what we have now. So please respect that we're not forgetting, you know, the animal control facility, but a new one. And I just want to say, at the last meeting, we were discussing the Conservation Commission looking over the Horton Cove trails there at Horton Cove. And I mentioned that I had talked to the chair of the Parks and Rec Commission. And in fact, I actually hadn't. I actually talked to the liaison, which is Councilor Southard. So I misspoke in my last meeting. I just want to correct that for the record, that I had talked to Councilor Southard, who is the Parks and Rec liaison, about that, about having the Conservation Commission, you know, run that. So with that, I'd like the mayor to finish up.
Yeah, I want to say again that congratulate Jace Adams and Officer Todd for their life-saving efforts on March 18th. And I also want to say again the firefighter EMT Alex Blaze and Kevin Rowe for their efforts in delivering that baby. I can't thank them enough. I also want to say that I do take this animal control issue seriously. If I didn't take it seriously, I wouldn't be given the attention that I report on my short 4 months I've been here. And also the amount of time that our new planner and land use director has been given to this issue. We do take it seriously. And I can tell you that I am hoping for the funding to come through. And hopefully, we don't have to worry about it. We won't have to deal with it. But I can tell you the group that is out there promoting and supporting the new facility, if the funding doesn't come through, that's where you're really needed. Because the only way that we accomplished the building of the new police station was by a group just as energetic as you are. And they went out there and they promoted it and they advertised it and they kept pushing it with signs, with everything else. They did the same thing, and it would not have happened if that group hadn't gone out there and pushed for the support and the construction of it. And that job went so well and was so supported by the public and the group. They did such a great job. We come in $20,000 on the budget. You know, they did a good job, but you got to get out there and you got to promote it. There was never an authorized or qualified group that did an assessment of that existing facility. So if we don't know what it's going to cost, how can we make a qualified decision on what our needs are? We have to know what the cost is. And no one has given us a cost of what it would take to fix it up. Now, the rest of the equation is that we know in 29, we know in 29 that it's not going to meet the specifications of the state. That's something we need to take under consideration. And I say again, if we don't know the cost, how can we make a qualified decision? And we will do that.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Go Huskies.
Oh, God. You gotta make it quicker.
Kate?
Hey, Kate. I need you. Stop.
Excellent number.
Stay with me. I need to talk to you.